Maybe you've seen this on the news. A person has a run-in with law enforcement and cries police brutality. Both the police and the alleged victim have their version of the story. The confrontation can leave an entire community feeling abused. Commentator S. Pearl Sharp recounts just such an experience.
I opened my curtains at 6 o'clock this morning and discovered three enormous black military tanks rolling stealthily down my street. They stopped in front of my apartment. What? I had seen the militia swarm, commonly known as the SWAT team, on television, but never up close and personal like this. The action looked amazingly like the footage I've been watching on TV of operations in Iraq. Once in place, the steel lids lifted and nine riflemen took positions. It was a formidable threat, all pointed at a second-floor apartment across the street.
Eddie Armando, this is the police department. Come out with your hands up. Come out with your hands up.
The megaphone was so loud, every Eddie for six blocks was probably scrambling for his pants.
Eddie Armando, this is your last warning. Come out with your...
Eddie emerged willingly, trying to buckle up his pants, a look of shock on his face. SWAT shouted for him to put his hands on his head, but his pants were falling down, and each time he reached to grab them, nine rifles refocused toward his head. I picked up the phone and called one of the network news departments. If things got out of hand, somebody would know what went down and have it on tape. The SWAT team is making an arrest across the street from my apartment, I stated calmly to the news desk person. I thought it might be of interest to you. I waited for the voice on the other end to ask for my address.
What's it, Wednesday?
The voice responded.
They're serving search warrants this morning.
Search warrants for?
They don't tell us what they're for.
But you knew they were coming? I mean, they tell you when they're going to do it? He didn't want my address. No news crew was coming to show the world how many tanks it takes to arrest one man. The drama lasted an hour. Everyone was removed from that apartment, including Eddie's mother, visibly ill and frail. When the tense part ended, the SWAT members removed their helmets, revealing that all of them were white males. They leaned against the tanks casually now, even offering the use of a cell phone to one of Eddie's relatives. Then the search team moved in, and I watched them, rifling through papers. I see them feel up a mattress. They see me watching and close the windows. I have to check myself. Am I being paranoid? In my childhood, we were taught that in a crisis, you call the police. Now, more and more, the police are the crisis. Our society has created a damned if you do, damned if you don't riddle of political correctness where every emergency must be put through the filter of race, community, and nationalism before you can pick up the phone. If I'm being paranoid, then I'm in good company. Recently, in a city near Los Angeles, the police department started showing up in black and Latino churches on Sunday mornings, not to arrest anyone, but to ask, well, almost to beg, parents to stop using the police as a threat, like, if you don't cut that out, I'm going to call the police on you. Last summer, sheriff's deputies in Compton, California, fired 120 rounds at an unarmed fleeing motorist and in the process sprayed five nearby houses with bullets. That was followed by the Los Angeles police killings of hostage Baby Pena. In March of this year, two of New York City's veteran cops were charged with several murders and operating as mafia hitmen behind the badge. Given the facts, things are not looking good. I mean, who can you call these days when what you need is the police?
S. Pearl Sharp is a writer and filmmaker living in Los Angeles.